I love you, always and forever, no matter what. I love you, always and forever, no matter what. These are the words that my daughter Sophie and I exchange all the time. Instead of just saying, I love you, which I do, I develop that little melody between us because she would, if I had to be stern with her or correct her, she would think, oh, mommy doesn't love me. And what that was pointing to for me was that she was questioning her sense of safety. As we were talking in consideration, and then earlier today, a group of us were really having a beautiful conversation about spiritual intimacy. And for me, spiritual intimacy is one of the essential ingredients to it, is a sense of safety, of knowing you're safe. And so those words, I love you always and forever, no matter what, from my daughter, give us both a sense of safety with each other so that we can open up to each other. And I wanted to share that with you. It reminds me of, I believe it was Yolanda or Martin who says, keep coming, blessed one. Yolanda? Keep coming, blessed one. You're safe with me. So in this consideration about spiritual intimacy, the aspect of voice came into the picture, and Ken Wilber spoke to that. And I started thinking about my childhood growing up within the Jewish tradition, and I don't speak Hebrew conversationally, but I do speak Hebrew as a language of prayer and devotion. And I can think about the melodies. Sometimes I'm singing them in the shower. They like to come to me with water. But there's a vibration to them. And our words have vibration. I asked our resident doctor here, making sure that I was talking about it accurately, but our vocal cords, right, are vibrational structures that when we speak, there's a vibration occurring. And we're vibrational beings, and we live in a vibrational universe and cosmos. So what we say has an impact. So in our discussion, I reflected on that I tend to be on the end of the spectrum where I tend to be overly cautious about what I say and when I say it and how I say it. And I think there's a lot of good to that. There definitely is. And there's definitely a spiritual practice to that and discernment. For me, having just finished FSC, one of the biggest lessons, and it was, I would say, a remembrance for me, was my voice, was that I need to voice what is mine to be and what is mine to do with all of you, with myself, with my family. And the act of giving voice. And for me, I still think if anyone wants to look at, I need a staff so that when I speak, I can go into the earth, the vibrations out and into the earth. And there's I've found tremendous power for me in voicing my heart and voicing that and sending those vibrations out into the universe without concern for result. There is, though, for me, it's that it's coming from a place of love. And that kind of ties back around to this sense of safety. When I am with those I love, which are all of you and many others, I want them to feel safe with me. I want them to know that I will protect them and they are safe with me to explore their heart and to explore their thinking so that they can go out and be what they're supposed to be and what they're supposed to do in the world. And I think here at Sunrise Ranch and in spiritual communities, that's what we should be for each other, is safe space. We are safe for each other. We're wrapped in care and love and compassion for each other's experiences in this life. We're a space that people like me can learn to have voice and to say it and to plant it in the earth. So I look forward to more spiritual intimacy and practicing that and practicing my voice. And you all are so wonderful, because that's what really this Wednesday service, often when we speak, I don't speak extemporaneously. I have very little history of that. I have prepared remarks, I write, things like that. But this is a safe space where I can learn to use my voice to shout in loving softness.